The whole subject of reality is a baffling one to people who do not add into reality affinity and communication. If you simply said, well, this is reality, and that's your reality, that's somebody else's reality, and so forth, well, you'd just be talking, that's all. In the first place, a person can postulate anything he wants to postulate, and he has a personal reality. He can simply say it's there, and he say that's real. Or he can have a facsimile appear, which is more real to him than the actual universe around him. Many times you'll run into a psychotic, and his facsimiles are far, far more real than anything else. Well, these are two conditions which we don't recognize as reality. In the one hand, the person merely postulates reality, and so that's his reality, and other people don't agree upon it. And the other part is also a not agreed upon reality, and that is this reality. It's another determined reality. Somebody's given him a facsimile and has really impressed him with it, and so this looks more real to him than reality. In other words, we have complete self-determined postulation and complete other determined postulations, neither one of which are what we consider to be reality. Those are extremes. What we consider to be reality is in the mean of this. That is, what do we agree is real? You and I agree there's a wall there. Well, there's a wall there. And we agree there's a ceiling there, there's a ceiling there. And we agree that you're sitting there and I'm sitting here. Well, that's real. That's simply because you and I safely have agreed that that takes place. Now, if somebody else came in the room and said, looked at all you people sitting down and said, what are you all standing up for? Why, you'd have rather a tendency to believe there was something wrong with this fellow. As a matter of fact, do you know what we do? We use natural selection to take out of the lineup people who have too much personal reality and too much other determined reality. If this person walked in and said, what are all you people standing up for? Why, if he did that consistently about a number of things and said, what is that lion doing walking on the ceiling? We would have a tendency to lock him up. In other words, we would move him away from survival and he wouldn't procreate. In other words, we move these people actually out of the, at least the genetic lineup, the insane.